Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, guys, it's been a while. Hello, hello. I pray and I hope all are doing well. In this great time of reflection, that's what I'm going to call it, and standing still, and we are actually, you know, here in the state of Maryland where I reside, is, you know, we're in the process of going to phase two, quote unquote, of the new normalcy. Reflecting on the time that we have been stationary, the moments that we have with our families, with our loved ones, with our friends, that we have not been able to physically be in contact, but we have visualized them through Zoom, Skype, Microsoft Teams, whatever you use, whatever your family and friends utilize, and being able to hear them through phone, thank God. Even though we have been able to see and hear them, the other senses are not satisfied because we're not able to feel them. And in this time, I thought about how God, how Jesus felt when he went to the cross, and how no one around him was able to feel what he felt on that cross, be able to feel what he felt in the Garden of Gethsemane. Even though he denied it three times and said, Lord, he said, Lord, take this cup from me. Daddy, can you take this cup from me? Father, please take this cup from me. Not thy will, but thy will be done. Don't know how that feels. Cannot even conceptualize it. However, I do understand not being able to hug my mother, lay on her lap, squeeze her, and you know, my children are here. Yes, that's a blessing. But to be able to, you know, lay beside my husband, some of us are not even able to do that. And as we look into, you know, talk about Black Lives Matter and all the other issues and concerns that the world is dealing with, particularly our nation, has been exposed and revealed through this time. I want us to be reminded that it's okay to feel, and it is a need to feel. Even Jesus had to feel. He had to know. And for him to give his life for people of God that would be called Gentiles, to die for somebody and something that you don't even see, you didn't hear of, and you didn't feel them, is beyond commendability. I can't even put that into words. I think commendability is a word. Well, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna remix it. Okay. I say that to say is that as we transition back into our new normalcy, I want us to be reminded, like I said, it is okay to feel. It is okay to connect. It is a necessity to do all these things. It's also a necessity to actually gain knowledge and not be emotionally attached to the anger that it is right now in the world, in particularly our nation. We have a right to feel. As a Black woman, I am angry. God says slow to anger, but sin not. It's okay to be angry, but sin not. And what concerns me about the way things are going is that we need to be mindful of the conversation, but always come to the table with a resolution. We have to come to the table. We are at the table now. Jesus, it took us a long time to get there, but we are now at the table. And the right people have to be at the table in order for the right conversations and the best solution for the good of the groups. I said plural groups will be heard and be solved. This is not just a race issue, guys. This is a colorism issue. Yeah, I think I'm gonna step on somebody's toes and offend. This is a gender issue, you know, because women just really got their say maybe 50 years ago. So, you know, I know I'm stepping on toes, but I just want everybody to understand that this is not just one layer. This is many. And in order for us to be able to kill the strong man, destroy the strong man, and the rest will dissipate, it has to be an acknowledgement of those layers of bondage, so to speak. As we walk in wisdom and as we define ourselves in where we are in this level of maturism, we have to be aware of each and everyone's concept, opinion, choice, everything, and be able to make a decisive decision together, a collective decisive decision for everyone. Let's not be oversensitive, and let's not be undersensitive for each one. I will always tell people this. It is okay to agree to disagree. I don't have to agree with everything you say at your mouth, because I don't know your background, your culture. I don't know that. And I may have a small understanding of that, but I may not know everything, because I don't. Praise God. I'm admitting I don't, because some people don't admit that they don't know everything. But what I will do is respect your culture, respect your beliefs, respect your experiences, as I would pray that you would do with me. We were made differently, and we were created in His image. So if we were created in God's image, just imagine how beautiful He took the time to mold us, to sculpt us, to add hair on the top of our head. How do we even know we hair on the top of our head? And some of us are hairy all over. No offense, but I'm just saying. But God made us in a image that was His own. So if that is the case, we need to honor not just the image, but the character behind the image, the anointing that has been bestowed upon that vessel, the vessel himself. We're asking, you can't, you know, the word of God says you can't put new wine into old wine skin. You can't. And that is scientifically proven. Wine skin was made out of cow or camel skin because it was thick and it was malleable, meaning it was able to maneuver on a horse, or you could put it somewhere where it could, you know, it formed that particular holding or vessel, right? But as it got old, you got to remember wine. And wine has an acidic, and it's alcohol in it, of course, because it's wine, right? But it ferments. So as it ferments, it takes on the shape and the chemicals that are in the skin, right? So as if I were to put, if I open it up, the oxygen will open it, will seep into and make it more fermented as you utilize it or as you drink from it. But if you were to empty it out and put new wine in it, fresh wine, it will burst because it can't hold. Thank you, God. Old wineskin can't hold new wine. So I know I'm hopefully getting to somebody, but in order for us to do anything and move forward, we have to set aside the old. Let the old go. Acknowledge the old. Absolutely. Because we have to. If we don't understand our history, we are destined to repeat it. But understand, in order for us to move forward in anything we do, biblically, in the world, not of it, anything that we do, entrepreneurship, the way we live, our lifestyles, you know, how we eat, everything is some type of routine or ritual. In order for us to truly walk in the love of God, because it's all about love, because love conquers a multitude of sin. That is His word. If we take this thing and love one another, if we feel what He felt or had an idea of what He felt on that cross, understanding that everything that was laid out was in front of Him, and He could not express it. He couldn't express the pain. The only thing He says is, what? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God still took the time to set aside His feelings for someone else's. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and to lose his soul? But what kind of friend would give his life for a friend? I'm not saying go and put yourself out there where you're giving your life, but Jesus, he decided that He was going to be the sacrifice. So we have won, guys. We've already won. All I'm asking is that you acknowledge the victory and walk in His glory. And stop looking at this as a bad thing. Look at this as it is time for change. We have gotten the time where we have self-reflected. We have stood still as God directed us to. And we have gotten the download and direction. Now, we have gotten also clarity. But it is time now to stand up and lift up the standard that God has already lifted, and stand flat-footed in His faith. Let's stop hiding behind the church. Let's stop hiding behind the position. Let's stop hiding behind the name. Because last time I checked, He said, I will make your name great. Stop hiding. Let's come out of hiding. Pastors, prophets, evangelists, keynote speakers, motivational speakers. Stop trying to sugarcoat this thing and call it what it is. We have been disobedient, and God is reprimanding us. But he's also giving us tools to go to the next level. So let's make this work this time. Let's make it matter this time. Let's stop delegating your authority. And you need to do what you are responsible to do and make each other accountable. Accountability is needed. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. You guys be good. Stay safe. Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, People and Power Purpose, PEP Pep. Yes, guys, it is another great day. Yes, we are dealing with, as we know, we are in a time where we are dealing with COVID-19, a very serious respiratory virus that is attacking not just the United States, but the whole world. And we are seeing like we are the only ones that are not getting this together. However, that's just my opinion. It is what it is. However, I'm not actually talking about that tonight. I'm talking about more of a concerning issue that during this time we have allowed the pandemic, the pandemonium of the pandemic, to distort our mindset and our focus. There was a podcast I did a while ago talking about mindset and how you need to think about your mind, get your mind right, get it together, figure it out, do what you got to do, and shift your mindset into where God wants us and needs us to be. As we prosper and as we develop and as we grow, we have a tendency to forget that the distractions will come, but they're made to make us even more resilient than we already are. And I'm concerned because we are not listening to what God is saying. In this season, we should be standing still and hearing the next directions for the move of God. And in order for us to do that, we got to really, truly sit down and stand still. And because a lot of us are, well, I ain't got no food in my house. Well, I'm going through this and unemployment didn't come in and, you know, I'm stressed out and I don't have this and I don't have that. And we are worried about the material things and we are not dealing with what God is trying to set us up for. Like I said, we are not focused on what God is trying to set us up for. We have a tendency to let the emotions take over. And I have said this over and over again. You cannot make a decisive decision in an emotional state. So first and foremost, guys, I need y'all guys to take a deep breath. I'm going to do it with you. I just did it. Okay. Let's regroup. Let's figure out what it is that our niches are, what we want to do, how we want to do this. The next level is a money level. It's a financial level. It's a financial breakthrough. We have to, let me say that again. The next level is a financial breakthrough, a financial, it's a whole nother thing. God is trying to allow us to see things in a financier, not being one that's being financed level. And in order for us to really see this for what it is, this is shifting us into the next move of God. Everything has been motivated, been moved, been shifted, been qualified, been allowed to move in such a way where God is giving us an opportunity of grace to get it right. we've been in this thing for about, technically, if we really want to do it from start to finish, it's been 7 months. Seven means what, guys? Huh? Completion, right? Seven. If that's the case, we had 7 months to create an innovation, create a service, create a an invention, to recreate ourselves and be able to be present and branded and ready to go. Yeah, I'm talking about business, guys, but this is not even about our business. This is about God's business. He has rebranded us for his business. Did you get it? Did you hear me? He is rebranding us for his business. We have to understand it ain't about you. It has never been about you. It has been about God, and it's been always about his glory. And until we get an understanding that we are vessels, we not gonna get it. Because you cannot pour new wine into old wineskin. Get rid of the old. Let's put on the new. And the new is new ideas, new time. This is new, 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 new. For I have done a new thing in you. New, new, guys. New, 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 new. And if you really want to get a be a part of this, stand still and listen to God. Because there are things that I can't do. There are things that only you are designed to do. We are all God's creations. Absolutely. But there are things that only you, when you touch it, it moves like never before. Let's get this thing focused. Let's do what God is asking of us. Let's purge. Let's clean house. Let's shift. Everybody's getting healthy and running around and losing weight, and you know, or some are gaining weight because they're eating while this COVID is going on. But now it's time to shed. It's time to move. And I'm talking to myself because I've gotten some little thickness since I've been in COVID. But I've also had to realize that, okay, God, where you're taking me, I'm going to be talking a lot. Where you're taking me, I'm going to be doing a lot of things. So I need to get my chest right, my respiratory area right, so I can get some endurance. I need the endurance to be able to talk long, so I can be able to tell the people about his glory. This is not about us. Until we understand what God is truly doing and be obedient to his word, it ain't gonna matter. None of this will matter. Stop using complaints. You have gotten $1,200 from a stimulus. You've gotten over another $10,000 for a COVID loan that they had out there that you don't have to pay back. You basically, you've gotten over $26,000 total, individually. And none of you have taken the time out to actually take the time and invest it, pay off some bills. No, you went and got your hair. You went and got your nails done. You got your eyelashes done. You got your feet done. You put a couple of $100 of food in the house. Hopefully, let's pray you did. You trying to have these COVID parties. You on Instagram talking about how much money you didn't stole from the government, when the government is going to, hello, tax you. Did anybody hear that? Taxes. Hello, taxes. Next year, you're going to be taxed. And you're not going to be taxed like everybody else. You're going to be taxed like an employee. So that means you're going to be taxed at the 30% money bracket. 30% on that dollar. That's a lot. Y'all don't want to hear this part. Y'all don't want to hear this. Y'all think that we live in our life like it's golden. You're not. You gotta stay focused. Refocus. Come on, guys. Let's get focused. Let's stop doing this thing. Let's stop getting confused at what it looks like. What it is reality. We are in a deficit. We have been in a deficit for quite some time. And because the United States don't want to truly admit that they in trouble, even though we make the most money. We have a lot of money, but we about to be, it's about to be on and popping. And we better stop thinking that this is cool and we're going to be all right. If you are doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome, that is the definition in the Webster Dictionary of insanity. You cannot keep on doing this. We cannot keep on just sitting here thinking that this is okay and ignoring it and blaming, having conspiracy theories, blaming, oh, well, the president knew about it or the United States knew about it. Okay, so what you gonna do about it? Oh, silence. Nothing. You're just gonna sit there and complain. If you are not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. Let's change our minds. Let's push through. Let's identify and overcome. Let's acknowledge that we are not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. And He is walking and asking us to so He can be the lamp and the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. He really wants to be that for us. But because we are so bullheaded, disrespectful, and ignorant, we think that we are being oppressed. The only one that's oppressing you is you, because you are allowing people to oppress you. You can either make it or break it. Make the choice to change your life. Make the choice to shift this thing. Be what God has asked you to be, a trendsetter, a trailblazer, a battle axe. Let's do this. And we, this time, don't leave anybody behind. If they want to come, reach one and teach one. And then send them their way so they can pay it forward to the next. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Talk to you soon. PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Yes, guys, it is another day, another time, another chance to get it right. I just want to bring up this one particular thing. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. Let me say it again. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. I know you're wondering, what does that mean and why did that come out of nowhere? Everything has a, I'll put it into this way. Say you're watching your favorite TV show, right? And the emergency, system comes up and it says, well, you have no choice but to basically sit through the test, right? You gotta go through the process, right? And then it goes off. It doesn't go on for a long time, but it goes off maybe about 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. But the sitcom has been, or the soap opera, or the TV show has been interrupted, but it still went through. And you missed a particular segment of that show. So what do? Do you change the channel because you're done? You're done watching it, you're like, I'm done, because I don't know. Or do you watch the show to the end? An interruption is just that, an interruption. It stops a process from, in most people's minds, from following through. When in reality, it's really a distraction. The interruption has deterred you from really what you were watching or what was watching you. Let's be clear as to how to look at everything that we do. We have a tendency to
get distracted by the interruption and can't get ourselves refocused back to what we were initially doing. And in my next book, The War Between Distractions and Focus, we have to understand that focus and distraction go hand in hand. And if we don't look at the process as to how we got to this point of allowing a distraction to interrupt us, then we will never truly be able to be in a posture where we can truly walk in the purpose that God has given us. When COVID has happened and this and that, and that is an interruption in the soap opera or the show. It's an interruption, but it's not a what we call the end-all be-all. The distraction or the interruption had to manifest in order to slow or delay or dismantle something. So it was not meant to harm you. It was meant to help you and assist you in the process of staying focused. I know you're like, what? Yes. I use COVID-19 and this pandemic as an example. In March, when the actual state of emergency was actually initiated, everybody's world was interrupted. Everybody's show was interrupted, was delayed, was dismantled. It disheveled everybody because everybody did not know what this thing would do. A lot of people lost their lives, absolutely. A lot of people got sick and are now still getting sick, and we're still losing lives because we're still in the midst of the pandemic. However, it shifted us to start to see really the trueness of what we're supposed to be doing in our purpose. It was refining us to self-reflect. It was refining us to have an understanding of what really is, really what matters to us. So in that process, we got kind of in fear. We got kind of eluded. The show was still going on, but it was going on in a different pattern. We had to readjust. We had to circumvent. We had to get away from the wants and start to understand and focus on the needs. And that's what a true distraction is. A true distraction is part of your purpose. It's to see how you're going to handle being under pressure. How are you going to handle with going through the ups and downs? Are you really going to, who's going to be there when all this comes to fruition? Who's really going to show you how to do what God is asking you to do? Are you really going to do what you're supposed to do? Or are you going to do what you need to do? And now we're learning how to separate the wheat from the tare for ourselves. So it's very important to embrace the interruption, but not be fazed by the interruption. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like, because what it looks like is totally different than really what it is. It is God's way of slowing us down. It is God's way for us to self-assess. It is God's way to show us that, hey, this is what it is, but is it really what it is? I can do this, but I won't do that. And not only can I do this, I can do that too. God has given us a time to balance, a time to get ourselves reset, revived, revitalized, reformed, reconciliation. All the re's are being done right now. And it is time to embrace. It is time to love. It is time to acknowledge. It is time to reconcile with not just others, but with yourself. Let's take the time out to look at the interruptions, embrace the distractions, and not be fazed by what it looks like. This is Omani Harrell, and this is a short one, but this is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Let's get it in, y'all. Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, guys, it is another day, another time, another chance to get it right. I just want to bring up this one particular thing. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. Let me say it again. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. I know you're wondering, what does that mean, and why did that come out of nowhere? Everything has a, I'll put it into this way. Say you're watching your favorite TV show, right? And the emergency, system comes up and it says, Well, you have no choice but to basically sit through the test, right? You gotta go through the process, right? And then it goes off. It doesn't go on for a long time, but it goes off maybe about 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. But the sitcom has been, or the soap opera, or the TV show has been interrupted, but it still went through. And you missed a particular segment of that show. So what do? Do you change the channel because you're done? You're done watching it, you're like, I'm done, because I don't know. Or do you watch the show to the end? An interruption is just that, an interruption. It stops a process from, in most people's minds, from following through. When in reality, it's really a distraction. The interruption has deterred you from really what you were watching, or what was watching you. Let's be clear as to how to look at everything that we do. We have a tendency to get distracted by the interruption and can't get ourselves refocused back to what we were initially doing. And in my next book, The War Between Distractions and Focus, we have to understand that focus and distraction go hand in hand. And if we don't look at the process as to how we got to this point of allowing a distraction to interrupt us, then we will never truly be able to be in a posture where we can truly walk in the purpose that God has given us. When all this COVID has happened, and this and that, and that is an interruption in the soap opera or the show. It's an interruption, but it's not a what we call the end all be all. The distraction or the interruption had to manifest in order to slow or delay or dismantle something. So it was not meant to harm you. It was meant to help you and assist you in the process of staying focused. I know you're like, what? Yes. I use COVID-19 and this pandemic as an example. In March, when the actual state of emergency was actually initiated, everybody's world was interrupted. Everybody's show was interrupted, was delayed, was dismantled. It disheveled everybody because everybody did not know what this thing would do. A lot of people lost their lives, absolutely. A lot of people got sick and are not still getting sick, and we're still losing lives because we're still in the midst of the pandemic. However, it shifted us to start to see really the trueness of what we're supposed to be doing in our purpose. It was refining us to self-reflect. It was refining us to have an understanding of what really is, really what matters to us. So in that process, we got kind of, you know, in fear. We got kind of eluded. The show was still going on, but it was going on in a different pattern. We had to readjust. We had to circumvent. We had to get away from the wants and start to understand and focus on the needs. And that's what a true distraction is. A true distraction is part of your purpose. It's to see how you're going to handle being under pressure. How are you going to handle with going through the ups and downs? Are you really going to, who's going to be there when all this comes to fruition? Who's really going to show you how to do what God is asking you to do? Are you really going to do what you're supposed to do? Or are you going to do what you need to do? And now we're learning how to separate the wheat from the tare for ourselves. So it's very important to embrace the interruption, but not be fazed by the interruption. Don't get interrupted by distractions. And do not be fazed by what it looks like. Because what it looks like is totally different than really what it is. It is God's way of slowing us down. It is God's way for us to self-assess. It is God's way to show us that, hey, this is what it is, but is it really what it is? I can do this, but I won't do that. And not only can I do this, I can do that too. God has given us a time to balance, a time to get ourselves reset, revived, revitalized, reformed, reconciliation. All the re's are being done right now. And it is time to embrace. It is time to love. It is time to acknowledge. It is time to reconcile with not just others, but with yourself. Let's take the time out to look at the interruptions, embrace the distractions, and not be fazed by what it looks like. This is Omani Harrell, and this is a short one, but this is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Let's get it in, y'all. Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, guys, it is another day, another time, another chance to get it right. I just want to bring up this one particular thing. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. Let me say it again. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. I know you're wondering, what does that mean and why did that come out of nowhere? Everything has a, I'll put it into this way. Say you're watching your favorite TV show, right? And the emergency, system comes up and it says, well, you have no choice but to basically sit through the test, right? You gotta go through the process, right? And then it goes off. It doesn't go on for a long time, but it goes off maybe about 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. But the sitcom has been, or the soap opera, or the TV show has been interrupted, but it still went through. And you missed a particular segment of that show. So what do? Do you change the channel because you're done? You're done watching it, you're like, I'm done, because I don't know. Or do you watch the show to the end? An interruption is just that, an interruption. It stops a process from, in most people's minds, from following through, when in reality, it's really a distraction. The interruption has deterred you from really what you were watching or what was watching you. Let's be clear as to how to look at everything that we do. We have a tendency to get distracted by the interruption and can't get ourselves refocused back to what we were initially doing. And in my next book, The War Between Distractions and Focus, we have to understand that focus and distraction go hand in hand. And if we don't look at the process as to how we got to this point of allowing a distraction to interrupt us, then we will never truly be able to be in a posture where we can truly walk in the purpose that God has given us. When COVID has happened and this and that, and that is an interruption in the soap opera or the show. It's an interruption, but it's not a what we call the end all be all. The distraction or the interruption had to manifest in order to slow or delay or dismantle something. So it was not meant to harm you. It was meant to help you and assist you in the process of staying focused. I know you're like, what? Yes. I use COVID-19 and this pandemic as an example. In March, when the actual state of emergency was actually initiated, everybody's world was interrupted. Everybody's show was interrupted, was delayed, was dismantled. It disheveled everybody because everybody did not know what this thing would do. A lot of people lost their lives, absolutely. A lot of people got sick and are now still getting sick, and we're still losing lives because we're still in the midst of the pandemic. However, it shifted us to start to see really the trueness of what we're supposed to be doing in our purpose. It was refining us to self-reflect. It was refining us to have an understanding of what really is, really what matters to us. So in that process, we got kind of in fear, we got kind of eluded. The show was still going on, but it was going on in a different pattern. We had to readjust. We had to circumvent. We had to get away from the wants and start to understand and focus on the needs. And that's what a true distraction is. A true distraction is part of your purpose. It's to see how you're going to handle being under pressure. How are you going to handle with going through the ups and downs? Are you really going to, who's going to be there when all this comes to fruition? Who's really going to show you how to do what God is asking you to do? Are you really going to do what you're supposed to do? Or are you going to do what you need to do? And now we're learning how to separate the wheat from the tare for ourselves. So it's very important to embrace the interruption, but not be fazed by the interruption. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like, because what it looks like is totally different than really what it is. It is God's way of slowing us down. It is God's way for us to self-assess. It is God's way to show us that, hey, this is what it is, but is it really what it is? I can do this, but I won't do that. And not only can I do this, I can do that too. God has given us a time to balance, a time to get ourselves reset, revived, revitalized, reformed, reconciliation. All the re's are being done right now. And it is time to embrace. It is time to love. It is time to acknowledge. It is time to reconcile with not just others, but with yourself. Let's take the time out to look at the interruptions, embrace the distractions, and not be fazed by what it looks like. This is Omani Harrell, and this is a short one, but this is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Let's get it in, y'all. Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, guys, it is another day, another time, another chance to get it right. I just want to bring up this one particular thing. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. Let me say it again. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like. I know you're wondering, what does that mean, and why did that come out of nowhere? Everything has a, I'll put it into this way. Say you're watching your favorite TV show, right? And the emergency, system comes up and it says, well, you have no choice but to basically sit through the test, right? You gotta go through the process, right? And then it goes off. It doesn't go on for a long time, but it goes off maybe about 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. But the sitcom has been, or the soap opera, or the TV show has been interrupted, but it still went through. And you missed a particular segment of that show. So what do? Do you change the channel because you're done? You're done watching it, you're like, I'm done, because I don't know. Or do you watch the show to the end? An interruption is just that, an interruption. It stops a process from, in most people's minds, from following through. When in reality, it's really a distraction. The interruption has deterred you from really what you were watching or what was watching you. Let's be clear as to how to look at everything that we do. We have a tendency to get distracted by the interruption and can't get ourselves refocused back to what we were initially doing. And in my next book, The War Between Distractions and Focus, we have to understand that focus and distraction go hand in hand. And if we don't look at the process as to how we got to this point of allowing a distraction to interrupt us, then we will never truly be able to be in a posture where we can truly walk in the purpose that God has given us. When all this, you know, COVID has happened and this and that, and that is an interruption in the soap opera or the show. It's an interruption, but it's not a what we call the end all be all. The distraction or the interruption had to manifest in order to slow or delay or dismantle something. So it was not meant to harm you. It was meant to help you and assist you in the process of staying focused. I know you're like, what? Yes. I use COVID-19 and this pandemic as an example. In March, when the actual state of emergency was actually initiated, everybody's world was interrupted. Everybody's show was interrupted, was delayed, was dismantled. It disheveled everybody because everybody did not know what this thing would do. A lot of people lost their lives, absolutely. A lot of people got sick and are not still getting sick, and we're still losing lives because we're still in the midst of the pandemic. However, it shifted us to start to see really the trueness of what we're supposed to be doing in our purpose. It was refining us to self-reflect. It was refining us to have an understanding of what really is, really what matters to us. So in that process, we got kind of, you know, in fear. We got kind of eluded. The show was still going on, but it was going on in a different pattern. We had to readjust. We had to circumvent. We had to get away from the wants and start to understand and focus on the needs. And that's what a true distraction is. A true distraction is part of your purpose. It's to see how you're going to handle being under pressure. How are you going to handle with going through the ups and downs? Are you really going to, who's going to be there when all this comes to fruition? Who's really going to show you how to do what God is asking you to do? Are you really going to do what you're supposed to do? Or are you going to do what you need to do? And now we're learning how to separate the wheat from the tare for ourselves. So it's very important to embrace the interruption, but not be fazed by the interruption. Don't get interrupted by distractions, and do not be fazed by what it looks like, because what it looks like is totally different than really what it is. It is God's way of slowing us down. It is God's way for us to self-assess. It is God's way to show us that, hey, this is what it is, but is it really what it is? I can do this, but I won't do that. And not only can I do this, I can do that too. God has given us a time to balance, a time to get ourselves reset, revived, revitalized, reformed, reconciliation. All the re's are being done right now. And it is time to embrace. It is time to love. It is time to acknowledge. It is time to reconcile with not just others, but with yourself. Let's take the time out to look at the interruptions, embrace the distractions, and not be fazed by what it looks like. This is Omani Harrell, and this is a short one, but this is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Let's get it in, y'all.